The next item on the liberal agenda is immigration and also cultural diversity. And the next item on the list here, liberals favor cultural pluralism, a system in which immigrants retain their native culture in addition to adopting their new culture. Okay, let's talk about the two issues a little bit separately. First is the issue of immigration. I believe that I have a right to hire someone from Mexico to work for me, and the federal government has no right, constitutionally or morally, to use force against me to prevent me from hiring someone from Mexico. And of course, doesn't matter whether it's minimum wage or not, but I have that right. And a person from Mexico, I think, has a right. They're endowed with their creator, and Mexicans have the same creator as Americans, and that is a right to form a contract and to work to support your family. And if you want to support your family with a higher wage job, you can go to America. And there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government any right to impede immigration into this country. That is to impede the voluntary contract between a Mexican and American who agree one to work for the other and the other to pay the other. There's no such thing, I put it this way, there's no such thing as an illegal immigrant in terms of the Constitution. So, if immigration is important to you, I believe that both the other candidates in this race are squishy on immigration. Billy Long, Roy Blunt's successor, is definitely hostile to open immigration. The Libertarian generally are favorable to open immigration. I am for complete open borders, and I'm a strong proponent of immigration for Christian reasons. The Bible says that having had experience, this is what the Old Testament says, having had experience in Egypt where you were treated as an illegal alien, you should be hospitable to immigrants and treat them as if they were your own family. And the Declaration of Independence criticizes George III for blocking immigration to the colonies because immigration is always good for an economy. And it may not be good when some individual immigrant competes against you for your job, but overall, immigration is good for the economy because it lowers costs and increases our standard of living. So if immigration is important, that would be a good reason to vote for the Libertarian candidate in this race, because I am passionately pro-immigration. In fact, I have, 14 individual web pages on my website dealing with immigration, a number of blog posts, all of which I'm sort of a missionary to the Tea Party movement. I'm a missionary to conservatives who are anti-immigrant. There is a lot of xenophobia, fear of strangers, anti-Mexican, call it racism if you want. There's way too much of that. And I'm passionately opposed to that kind of thinking, and I want to try to combat it. Not in a combative way, but I think in a charitable and respectful and courteous way, but also in a way with powerful ideas to challenge some of these old know-nothing ideas. Now, cultural diversity is a little bit different. I'm a Christian, so I don't believe in cultural diversity. I don't believe in pluralism. I believe every human being ought to obey the laws of nature and of nature's God. And that's, you know, a different kind of culture, like an Aztec culture, where they conquer their enemies and they sacrifice them to the sun god, and it's a culture of death and blood sport. I'm not for that. I don't think that has any legitimacy. I don't want that. I don't want America to honor that, respect that. I think it's ugly. Culture is a different thing than, I think, civilization. We have a civilization which I think is a Christian civilization. It has always been in that direction, and we want to increase that. It's the respect for property, the respect for life, the respect for liberty, the pursuit of happiness, these ideals, and basically a suspicion of those who want to rule over other people using force, torture, threats of violence, things like these. These are part of the great ideals of our civilization. Other civilizations, they're okay with torture. They're okay with the initiation of force. They're okay with the might makes right mentality. Dog eat dog, survival of the fittest. These kinds of elements of those other cultures, I don't want. And they're not equal. I don't believe in pluralism, as though a culture of death, a culture of blood and sacrifice, human sacrifice, is a good culture. It ought to be eradicated, non-violently, but through the power of ideas. So I'm pro-immigration, but I'm not a cultural pluralist.